Hello, Dwayne Steele here with Troubadour Show, The Songs of Gordon Lightfoot.
Dwayne, you are coming to Olds as a part of this tour. When and where will you be here?
We are playing at the Olds Fine Arts Theatre over at the Olds College on November 1st. The showtime is 7:30 p.m. And it's a show. It's called Troubadour, The Songs of Gordon Lightfoot. We're paying homage and a tip of the hat, if you will, to the great Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot.
For sure. What did his music mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. I actually grew up, I was, being born in the 60s, I grew up listening to Gordon Lightfoot music, and as a musician myself and a recording artist, he was really, influential and inspirational to me as a songwriter and as an artist, so it means a lot to me. And when we put together the show, we wanted to pick not only the songs that meant a lot to me, but that we knew that people would appreciate, that have heard and listened to Gordon Lightfoot over the years.
You bet. So about how many songs do you have as part of the show?
I believe there's 24 songs for sure in the show. We kind of do the show in a chronological order. We try and reach back way into the early 60s when he started making records, and we sort of finish up in the late to mid 70s, I guess, if you will. During, it was sort of a really prolific and high time for him to be recording, and he had lots of success at radio at that time.
Yeah, for sure. Is there, I know you celebrate his entire catalog, but is there one that you would put your finger on as your favorite?
Well, I gotta say the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is probably our favorite song to play. It was also one of the hardest to learn and one of the most daunting to learn because of its nature, because it was, it's such a poignant song about a real event that happened and people lost their lives in that event and stuff. So we wanted to get it right. And every night when we play it, that's one of the crowd response to one of the best to that song. So it really feels good to be able to present that one.
Your Troubadour, The Songs of Gordon Lightfoot tour here, how many dates have you had so far, and what has the response been?
We started the show back in April. We've only, it's been scattered around. So we've had sold-out shows, three sold-out shows in Edmonton. We've played, up north in Grand Prairie. We've played Red Deer and Camrose. And the response has been really good. People that come out to the show have loved it. If they get a chance to see it, and you can peruse our Facebook page, Troubadour, The Songs of Gordon Lightfoot, to sort of get an idea of, as well, what the show looks like and sounds like, too. So people seem to really enjoy it.
Excellent. And one last time, Dwayne, where can people find out more information or get tickets for your November 1st appearance in Olds?
Well, they can get tickets right at my website, www.dwaynesteele.com. There's a link right to our Eventbrite page, which takes you to tickets for our show in Olds. And also, like I say, you can, if people are so inclined, to go on social media, Facebook. We have a page with all, photos. We have live videos and some more information about the show itself on there. So that's another avenue to get some information on it.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to have a conversation with you today, Dwayne. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Galen. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.